Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we dive deep into the most interesting topics of the day. And today we're tackling Unity Bancorp's third quarter 2024 earnings. You've sent over their official release and some interesting data points from your favorite stock analysis site.
Looks like we have our work cut out for us.
You said it. So what's the mission for today's deep dive? Well, I want to understand what makes these results remarkable, especially considering the recent Fed rate cut and what this means for Unity's future. We need to cut through the financial jargon, right, and get to the heart of the matter.
Agreed. Let's break it down.
First things first, Unity Bancorp is celebrating a record-breaking quarter. They hit $10.9 million in net income.
Wow.
Yeah, that translates to $1.07 earnings per share, which is a considerable jump from last quarter. What's really striking is that this isn't just a good quarter, it's the highest in Unity Bancorp's history.
It certainly is, and this achievement is particularly noteworthy, I think, given the current economic conditions. We've seen other regional banks struggle to maintain, let alone grow, their earnings in this climate. So the question is, what's fueling Unity's success?
Well, their net interest income is up by $1.5 million, making it a significant driver of their success this quarter.
Net interest income is the lifeblood of any bank. It's the difference between what they earn on loans and what they pay out on deposits. The fact that Unity's net interest income has increased suggests their lending activities are performing exceptionally well.
Speaking of lending, their loan growth has been impressive. They've been focusing heavily on small and medium businesses. Yeah, it shows a clear commitment to their local communities.
This aligns with what their CEO, James Hughes, said about granting credit to local businesses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strategy that can foster growth and loyalty within their communities while potentially mitigating some of the risks associated with larger, more volatile markets.
That makes sense. But aren't there always risks involved with lending, no matter the size of the business?
Of course. Every strategy has its pros and cons. While focusing on local lending can be great for building relationships and supporting the local economy, it also exposes them to concentrated risks. If their lending area experiences an economic downturn, it could impact the bank's overall performance.
Makes you wonder if they are spreading their risk adequately across different business sectors. Something to think about. Now let's shift gears for a moment and talk about their net interest margin, or NIM for short. They reported a healthy 4.16%, which, from what I understand, it's a pretty crucial figure. Could you explain what this NIM actually means in the context of a bank's overall performance?
Absolutely. Think of NIM as a measure of a bank's profitability. It indicates how effectively they're managing their interest-earning assets, like those loans we talked about, against their interest-bearing liabilities, such as deposits.
Okay, so a balancing act of sorts.
Precisely. In Unity's case, that 4.16% IM suggests they're doing a commendable job navigating the changing interest rates.
Especially with the Federal Reserve's recent rate cut, which we know can often squeeze a bank's margins.
Exactly. The fact that they've managed to maintain such a solid NIM, even with the recent rate fluctuations, demonstrates a degree of resilience and adaptability that's often lacking in this kind of market.
It really speaks to their strategic management. Now, aside from their financial performance, the other highlights section caught my eye. It seems Unity is on a roll, receiving recognition both within the industry and their local communities.
It's quite a list. They were ranked among the top 25 banks in their category not once, but twice, by Bank Director magazine. And their CEO, James Hughes, received a community award.
It makes you wonder, what's the significance of these accolades? Does it go beyond just adding another trophy to their shelf?
I think these awards reveal a lot about Unity's standing, you know. Recognition from a respected industry publication like Bank Director suggests they are running a tight ship financially and operationally. The Community Award underscores their commitment to local engagement, you know, further strengthening their image as a community partner.
And they're not just talking about community engagement. They're actively backing it up with initiatives like the Small Business Recovery Grant Program, providing much-needed financial support to local businesses grappling with inflation.
Absolutely. Their contribution of $50,000 speaks volumes about their dedication to their community. This brings up an important point we often discuss: the impact of such initiatives on a company's bottom line.
It's a fascinating concept. While the goodwill generated is evident, does it translate financially? Does this type of investment truly pay off?
That's the million-dollar question, right? It's challenging to quantify directly. However, these efforts contribute to building a strong brand reputation and fostering loyalty, both intangible assets that can lead to very tangible results over time.
So attracting new customers, enhancing existing relationships, and maybe even attracting and retaining top-tier talent.
Exactly. In a competitive market, a bank's reputation for investing in its community becomes a powerful differentiator, attracting customers who align with those values.
It seems Unity has found a sweet spot, achieving record profits, maintaining strong financials, and demonstrating a genuine commitment to their communities. But considering the current economic climate, what does the future hold for Unity Bancorp? That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? While they seem to be firing on all cylinders, the markets can be unpredictable. Their upcoming earnings announcement is slated for January 13, 2025, and they're projecting a slightly lower EPS for next quarter. It'll be $1.05 compared to this quarter's of $0.07. Should we be reading into this?
It's definitely something to keep in mind. A dip in EPS isn't always a cause for concern, but it's worth exploring the factors that might contribute to it.
So what are we thinking? What factors could be at play here?
Well, for one, the Federal Reserve's recent rate cut. While Unity has, you know, demonstrated resilience so far, the full impact of those rate changes might not be fully reflected in their earnings yet. It's possible we could see some pressure on their net interest margin in the coming months.
And we can't forget about the other uncertainties looming in the market, right? Inflation is still a concern, and the possibility of a recession hasn't entirely disappeared.
Agreed. However, it's worth noting that Unity seems to be approaching these challenges with a proactive mindset. They specifically mention in their release that they aim to maintain strong profitability, regardless of the interest rate environment. They are acutely aware of the current economic complexities and are taking deliberate steps to mitigate risks.
That's certainly reassuring. They've highlighted their focus on carefully managing their interest rate sensitivity, maintaining a conservative capital position, and ensuring ample liquidity. Sounds like they're battening down the hatches.
It does inspire a certain level of confidence. And speaking of confidence, their stock buyback program speaks volumes about their outlook. They're planning to repurchase up to 500,000 shares.
Now, for those of us who aren't seasoned investors, what message does a stock buyback send to the market?
It often signals that the company believes its stock is currently undervalued. Essentially, they're investing in themselves. Think of it as a vote of confidence in their future prospects.
It's fascinating how these seemingly small details can provide such valuable insights into a company's thinking. Taking a step back, it's clear that Unity Bancorp has a lot going for it. Impressive profits, a unique lending strategy, a genuine commitment to community engagement, and a proactive approach to risk management.
They've certainly painted a compelling picture of their current position. But as with any investment, the question remains, how sustainable is this impressive performance over the long term? And can they continue to navigate the inevitable market fluctuations effectively?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I think that's what makes this deep dive so intriguing. We've uncovered some key insights into their operations, their strategic direction, and their approach to the challenges ahead.
And while they acknowledge the potential risks and uncertainties inherent in the current economic environment, it's clear that Unity Bancorp is a company to watch.
Absolutely. This deep dive has given us a lot to consider. What stood out to you the most about Unity Bancorp's performance this quarter? Are you as impressed by their strategic approach as I am? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep learning and keep asking those insightful questions.